On.
Yes, sir.
Is Kenny still with us?
Nope.
Okay, I want to tip my cap.
Yes.
To PJ Fleck.
All right.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
No one would be capable of the BS he is saying about the pinstripe rule.
Oh, and you knew it was coming, baby.
Better than he has
okay,
done.
Okay, all right.
He said, some bulls just show you, hey, here's the beach, have a good time, see you in 5 days. This bull is something that's really in-depth. The culture and the excitement and Times Square and being in Manhattan. It's going to be 28 degrees and raining.
Yes.
It's really special. And I know there the players are going to have a great time. Hopefully they truly realize that. I thought that was a splendid job.
Yes.
And I'm being serious.
Sure.
How do you...
You gotta smoosh it up. Yeah, well, right.
Pinstripe Bowl. What the hell is that?
Isn't it on a Tuesday at noon?
It's December 29th.
Oh, I thought it was 7th.
December 29th, 1 p.m.
Really?
On ESPN.
I thought it was Christmas.
No, December 29th.
Well, apparently that is a very expensive weekend in
New
York.
It's a Thursday.
Apparently that's a very expensive weekend in New York City because somebody said that if you want to get on this gopher package, it's $1,400 for the $1,900 for two nights for the hotel.
And the flight.
In downtown. Oh.
No.
No. And then, but if there's two of you, that's $1,400 apiece. Somebody said.
Wow. Now, and that doesn't include your flight?
Now, according to Declan Goff down the hall, if you go on that one of those hotel websites, you can get a room for $250 or something like that. But it's going to be extremely popular.
What time? You know what? I'll drive. Should we go?
I can't make it.
Can we, if we all drive, can we do live shows?
How about that, you know, huh?
Yeah. Live shows.
Live from Yankee Stadium.
Oh, live on the drive, bickering.
Oh, there we go.
Is this a
Stop this. I got to take a whiz.
Oh, my God. Is this a Yankee Bowl? Do the Yankees? It's called the Pinstripe.
Yeah, it's in Yankees. The Yankees are got to give approval, I suppose. Yeah. But I suppose
tear up that gorgeous field.
There's one in Fenway too now.
Really?
Yeah, and there's one out in the Giants Park.
Giants Stadium has one.
I don't know.
You can't hurt that stadium.
Arizona doesn't.
Last time we went to Arizona, I think they played in the baseball stadium
too. Yep, they have one in Arizona.
Yeah, don't get any big ideas, Dave St. Peter, about playing a bowl game here.
Well, wouldn't they do it at U.S. Bank if they were going to have a bowl game?
You would think so. The Vikings, can we say something? They're very, you know what they are? They're weird.
They are extremely
They're
weird.
Very strange.
I said they have now reached a point where they can play lousy, both on offense and defense, and still win.
And that was because the Jets could not score a touchdown.
No, the Jets would get down in there and say, that's all the further we want to go.
That's all we can do. They kick 15 field goals.
Yes, the quarterback. You know, we complained about Kirk throwing it under the chains a lot, meaning not to the first down, right?
Yeah.
This guy is the world's leading expert at throwing it 3 yards short of the first down marker on third down and fourth down, right?
Yep.
But it should have been easy. I said this earlier, but you know what Tom Kelly said? There's four outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They beat you. You beat yourselves. They beat themselves. I would say the Jets beat themselves in this game. They had 486 yards.
Well, including, what, 360 in the second half or something?
Our boys had 293 or 283. That's as bad as Kirk can play. But he put together the one drive they
had to do. I thought the victory yesterday clinched the NFC.
Because the Detroit's won.
And now we have to go into that Hornets nest.
I think Detroit can beat us.
Well,
they should be favored, Joe, on Sunday. The
Detroit,
Lions.
Yeah.
I think they should be favored.
But let's remember one thing about Detroit.
All right.
It's Detroit. Let's remember.
Just got ejected.
Yes. Yep. What if he's there?
Oh, of course he will.
He's back on the bandwagon. Yeah. He's drunk right now. He's so happy about the 40-point win. They've been in the 40s twice in a row, right?
Their offense is
Goff
pretty good.
Is Goff still the quarterback?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing fine. They'd take him a few places right now. But
the Jets. Yeah,
but they're still... They're going to get themselves all fired up and come out and make about 5 screw-ups, don't you think? But the key to the Vikings, I've decided, is they're really good when Jefferson is the best player in the league. If you can figure out a way to slow him down like mm-hmm. the Jets did yesterday, then the Vikings aren't all that good. But if you can, if he's Jefferson and you can't stop him, then they're good. They're good. But they're 10-2. How the hell can you complain? I guess it's amazing. I don't know if you want any part of Dallas though in that second round of the of the playoffs.
Dallas
comes up here as a wild card.
Jefferson needs a nickname.
Look up
who was the bad guy in the James Bond movie that had the grills?
Okay.
Remember that guy? He's a big guy.
Big guy. Was not a...
He had the bad teeth.
Was a hard guy to root for.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah.
If you name the... Just Google James Bond villains.
Well, didn't he end up fighting him in a ski lift once?
Yes.
The odds look stacked against James in that one.
Well, we've got something that ranks James Bond villains.
No.
Max Zorin. Jaws.
Okay. What was Jaws's name?
Richard Kyle?
Yeah, Richard Kyle.
Okay.
Yeah, he was an unattractive guy, too.
Well, that's because he had the grills, yeah.
Yeah, but I got to look up what his name is, the character, what is...
Jaws.
character, but he might have had a name like Bill or something, and they just called him Jaws.
No, he was Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a real name.
Mm. From The Spy Who Loved Me and Moonraker... played in both films by actor Richard Kiel. I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. He was Jaws in both movies. Yeah,
the character was inspired by Ian Fleming's description of a hoodlum named Saul Horowitz in his novel The Spy Who Loved Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think Jefferson should be called Jaws.
There he is.
That's him.
He is a bad-looking guy.
Yeah,
man.
That's him.
I bet even without the grills, he never played a good guy in a movie.
Maybe
he did not have that look. He did not have that look. I got to tell you about the Cowboys game.
All right.
So I watched like most of the first half. It was on. I wasn't paying that much attention, but it was 14-13.
Yep.
And then the bride and I watched a movie. I went upstairs. We watched a movie. It might have been an hour and 40 minutes, maybe an hour and 30.
What was the movie?
Yeah, I can't even remember. It was
not
okay.
Any good?
It was okay. Nothing special. And I come back down, and it's 54-19. What the hell happened?
The Colts went ahead and were the Colts.
They gave it to
them. They turned the ball over 3 or 4 times in the fourth quarter.
They're not very good.
No, they're not very good.
You know what Dallas does defensively? We got this big, big umbrella that we want everybody to throw the ball in the middle of the umbrella and then come up and make plays, right? They get about 9 guys on the line of scrimmage at all times and look like they're, they're not always coming, but they look like they're always coming. They got their cornerbacks playing right on top of the receivers. It is a completely different concept.
That's true, and they do have a good defense, don't get me wrong, but the single most overrated player in football is Stephon Diggs' little brother, Trayvon.
Really?
He gets it, because all he does...
He gets a lot of holding penalties.
Well,
right?
Every time he just tries to go for the interception.
Yes.
And he gets burned every other time that he doesn't make
but
the...
But he does lead the league in interceptions.
Right, but he also leads the league in reception yards against. No, he's a Cowboys cornerback. Trayvon Diggs. Yep.
When did Trayvon become a popular
guy? Not sure.
I don't know. There's
Would that get the approval in the baby walk?
I was covering the Simley football game. Inver Grove Heights. Out here.
Yep.
And... I got a hard time. I'm not any ethically, but just as a guy writing on semi-deadline,
mm-hmm.
names that have apostrophes within them.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. And I suddenly had a couple of those guys, and I kept trying to, and every time I looked at their Trayvon's name, it was spelled different, and I just went with it. I just took my best shot. I hope I got it fairly right, but he was a hell of a player. Anyway, back to, those names and are you very, weren't very there, tough to spell.
You were not there on Saturday for the big the famous greatest, play that's gotten
a
ever.
Better play than the Stephon Diggs play, because yep, there yep. was a lateral in it. How about the way they described that play, Joe? That Newlander Spicer play.
Yeah.
You saw it?
I saw the highlight.
The kid, the guy with the ball, was about to get tackled, and he had no idea the other guy was there. And the other guy just yelled, Bill, hey. Or whatever his name, and he threw it up in the air, and the guy caught it as though it had been pre-planned and zoomed into the end zone.
You know what my favorite part of the video is? You can see as he's heading to the end zone, you can see the tunnel that leads to the locker rooms, and you see the referees ready to do the next game. All went, oh! But then they try to conceal, we're not supposed to celebrate.
Well,
that's
not
my favorite part of the video.
I thought you were going to say he ran up the tunnel like the guy did from Miami against Notre Dame.
But the referees doing the next game were all staying there, and they all started to celebrate.
Well, they can celebrate.
And then they realized, we can't really do that.
Well,
I thought that was
care?
Great.
It's the last play of the
game.
Well,
I don't either, but I just thought that was funny.
Well, it was a hell of a prepo. They had, Hutchinson get
it
up.
It looked like they
ups.
Had decent crowds.
It was okay. It's hard to tell in that damn place. That was, I added it up, my 12th visit to the Ziggy Dome. Four of them have been either the Prep Bowl or the semis.
Okay.
One Viking game.
Which one was that?
The glorious loss to the Bears on the last game of the season.
Oh, when we rappelled from the roof?
When they stunk it out. They absolutely stunk it out. And the Super Bowl. And then two Final Four sessions. One warm-up for the Final Four when they had St. Thomas play somebody. And two baseball games. Two baseball, Gopher baseball games. How many am I up to now? And then, and you were with us, when they had the X Games.
Oh, yeah.
And we went inside for a while for the X Games. We had we were in one of your stations for the... Yeah, they want you over there for the X Games.
I think we were the official radio home of the X Games in this market.
They could care less. The X Games, who are you and who are you trying to get in here? They were not very nice.
I remember talking to somebody about that. I said, can we do some play-by-play? Pat do some play-by-play for the X Games.
I think I walked inside and watched 20 minutes of them riding around on the motorcycles. I added it up to 12. I think I'm missing one or two now. Though,
are you plagued by anyone in your extended family who's buying this soccer BS?
No.
The kids aren't?
No, they're not. They're too into hockey.
I'm plagued.
Oh, no.
Well, what? Who? Well, I mean, what are they celebrating?
They think it's exciting.
Four games. Mm-hmm. Three goals, mm-hmm. one win. Mm-hmm. Get on your home. Get on your plane and come home, you losers.
Right.
You know, but this glorious, and the fawning coverage. These fawning stuff that's written about these valiant. I tweeted that out here. I got
valiant. They're not valiant.
I mean, it's all this crap. You know. I'm in a feud with your guy Andy Greeter over this very topic because Andy's a big soccer guy.
Yeah.
So where the hell is
you and Andy are tight.
I love Andy. Andy works his ass off. He's great.
For $1 million.
Well, doesn't he have about 19 beats working for that paper?
Yeah, all right. Now, he and Frederick average three at a time over there. So here's what I tweeted.
Here we go.
Here's what I... By the way, the most exciting thing of the weekend, Tulane winning the... winning that conference, and they get to go to the Cotton Bowl. The last time they were in a big bowl game, 1939.
How about
really?
That?
That was fun. They were 2-10 last year. They're 11-2 this year. Tweet this morning, I believe, maybe yesterday. These World Cup chroniclers and their overwrought paragraphs alleging valiance by participants make me puke. You want valiance, put on a helmet and shoulder pads and go knock the crap out of each other, you know. Because everything is written, they got a goal, and they got back, and they valiantly got back within a goal, but then their hearts were broken. Oh, God. Joe, 2026. We'll both be done by then, won't we?
I think so.
2000,
because really
it's coming here, you know.
It is?
Yeah, we're having it here. And they,
the World Cup is going to be in this country?
Yes, and just to make sure.
In Minneapolis?
We didn't get to make the cut. Oh. But just to make sure that we got in, they're raising the number of teams in it from 30, countries in it from 32 to 48.
Come on.
Yes, so. Even if we lose to Trinidad and Tobago, we'll make it. We'll make it next time. And although maybe the host country gets in anyway, I don't know, because Qatar got in.
Or I don't think they even scored a goal.
No.
Yeah.
Is it L.A.?
No, all over the country. We just didn't get.
But we didn't make the cut.
I don't think we made it.
Will you please cover it again?
We might have a coverage game when it's like 7 degrees. You know, three people. This is all we accomplished by making three guys from Honduras have feet amputated for playing this game here. You know, they've sacrificed limbs so we could make the tournament. And we get three damn golds in four
games. Didn't the guy get hospitalized with hypothermia?
Yeah, he might still be there.
Yeah.
They might still be chopping leg pieces off him, you know, because that stuff... When your foot gets black,
they got to get rid of it.
When you get the black foot, you're done.
Yeah, it keeps going up the leg, and you keep chopping off different pieces. You know, but we the glorious victory over Honduras. All those guys want to do is get in a plane and get home alive.
Yeah. Joe had already mentioned this, but I forgot to bring this up when the topic was being discussed, but. One of Royce's favorite publications, Joe, had a tweet, I believe this was yesterday. By the end of the month, the following legends will have dominated at Yankee Stadium and its predecessor stadiums. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Reggie Jackson, Derek Jeter, Aaron Judge, and... Mo Ibrahim.
Yep. Somebody. Oh, I thought
that was your friends at the Gopher Hole that put that out on Twitter yesterday.
Yes, they might dominate against it. You know, Mark Coyle hired both those coaches.
Really?
Yeah, he was his last act, basically, is Syracuse AD.
That's still the same coach?
Dino Babers or something like that. Yeah, they still got the same coach. Boy, it's exciting.
Did you follow your Wild at all?
I missed it last night.
They struggled mightily to beat Anaheim, which they shouldn't have struggled.
Yeah, Anaheim sucks.
Yesterday they had a 5-1 lead in the third period.
Gave it up, but we went in overtime.
Had to win in a shootout.
We got the man.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the first time they've gone 3-for-3 in a shootout, though? They never got stopped.
Yeah.
I was at a youth hockey game that started at 4 o'clock yesterday. And Jim Paul was there to see his grandkid play for Chaska Chanhassen.
Really?
And this is Pee-wee's. This is 12-year-olds. Yeah. But this is like the third tier of that. And my grandson weighs 83 pounds. And he's got all these other little teammates of his. They're like scooting around. And Chanhassen came out. And Chaska, like it was the offensive line from the Rams. They had these gigantic guys, but fortunately you can't check in Pee-wees. Otherwise, they all would have been splattered to death. They had to have one guy that was 190 kid, you know, and our boys just zipped around them and beat them 4-1.
Really?
So speed works if...
Speed trumps weight.
In Pee-wees where you can't get somebody up against the board and kill them. So anyway, but I don't know why I brought that up, but it was speed versus size.
Well, we breed them big in Chaska, Patrick.
Oh man, they're gonna all be football players.
Did they lose to West? Isn't that aren't they in the same section? Chaska and Mankato
and then
West.
Elk River beat them.
And Elk River beat Mankato West.
Elk River, Joe, that's the football team you want to cover.
Why?
They never throw a pass.
Those games are over quick.
Yeah, they never throw a pass, and they must have a collection of plays because everyone, they go 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, 73 yards.
Well, don't they have the three running backfield? Yeah.
When is college football going to go to eight teams in the playoffs?
12.
12.
Not next year, but the next
year. Oh, really?
That 12, yeah.
You know who I feel bad for is that poor Nick Saban.
Yeah, he is. I mean, they deserved it.
He's lobbying hard.
Well, it's too late.
It's too late.
But I know.
He was on with the folks at ESPN basically doing nothing but insulting Ohio State, knowing that that's who he was getting sized up against. I thought, Nick,
he's right. The Ohio State, Georgia, unless somebody does something with that Ohio State defense in the next month.
True.
Georgia's going to slaughter them.
But I think, don't you think TCU will beat Michigan? Because I do.
There's a good chance. Yeah. There's a good chance.
Well, no one's going to beat Georgia, so it really doesn't matter anyway.
Although Georgia gave up 500 yards to LSU.
Yeah, they got some athletes, though, the Tigers.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize they did a nice piece before the game yesterday. I didn't know Justin Jefferson's brother played quarterback at LSU. His name was Jordan.
Previously?
Yeah, he's 9 years older than Justin.
Okay.
And then Justin's, there's three brothers, Jordan, and then, I forget the middle brother's name, Ricky maybe? They all three of them played at LSU. I did not know that.
That LSU team that won the title for my guy Ed, who got wrongly accused of many things, they had him and Chase. And there's a third one. There's a third one.
And this little quarterback by the name of Burrow.
Burrow, yeah. But Burrow had the greatest job in America. Which one of these world-class open receivers do I want to throw
and
the ball
Randy
to?
Moss's kid at tight end.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
In fact, wasn't Ed O's when they decided to fire him, when they were talking about the buyout, Ed just went, okay.
So you want me to tell you about the Mary Harden Baylor broadcast?
No, just a minute. I want you to, but... So the playoffs are the first two bowl games, December 31st, Fiesta Bowl and Peach Bowl. Mm-hmm. Fiesta is Michigan and TCU. Peach is Georgia and Ohio State.
Correct.
And those winners meet January 9th.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right.
But the big thing is, what becomes of the Rose Bowl and games like this when they have a 12-team playoff? Because... are those going to be the semifinal games then? Are they going to get rid of conference title games?
I don't know.
They should.
I don't know.
Otherwise, if you end up playing in that first round and then going to the championship game and you have a conference title, that's 17-game season for a college. It's
ridiculous. Have a bowl game as soon as December 16th, the Bahamas Bowl.
I'd go to that guy. I wouldn't mind playing in that one. Who's playing?
Miami, Ohio versus UAB.
Oh, man.
10:30 a.m. Mm. Oh, God. That's followed by the Cure Bowl.
What are we curing?
We're curing. That's in Orlando. You got U.S.
That's the third bowl game in
what's
Orlando.
What's UTSA? University of Texas, San Antonio?
Yeah, who they got?
They're playing Troy.
Remember when Troy. We used to be the home of all the bowl games? And the boss asked Joe, now you got to promote these. You know, we're carrying these games. And Joe would go, what the hell is the Beef O'Brady Bowl?
I'm not promoting the Beef O'Brady Bowl.
I miss the Beef O'Brady, but they got there. Well, the thing about half these bowl games, Joe, is they sign up a sponsor for about 2 years, and then they
you got a Cheez-It Bowl.
Yep.
The,
two Cheez-It Bowls this year.
Is that right?
Really?
That's what my source is telling me.
The goal is to go to see how many different names you can play under in that third string.
You got your
bowl.
Quick lane, your first responder,
I think we played in the
Cheez-It.
I think we played in the Arizona game under three different titles, right? The one got Muss fired.
This is from
Mace fired.
A gentleman by the name of Andy Gretz. This was published a week ago. The NCAA loves its Cheez-It so much that it is now going to have two bowl games sponsored by the cheese-flavored snack cracker.
I love a good Cheez-It.
I'm not a Cheez-It.
Oh, I like Cheez-It.
Oh,
I
with
like
chili?
Cheez-It.
Crunch them up, put them on chili.
I'm not going to keep Cheez-Its around the house for the once or every 2 months I'd eat chili.
The Citrus Bowl announced on Tuesday morning that it will now be known as the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl.
Really?
That Citrus Bowl was...
Wasn't that Big Jer's big game?
That was when Big Jer's big game. And then the Outback isn't the Outback anymore either, is it?
Oh, I'm not sure. Know.
I don't know.
What is the Outback Bowl?
Maybe it still is. I don't know.
Oh, Pat, tell me you saw Deion Sanders. Welcome.
Oh, I guess Deion's press conference is fantastic.
Oh, have you not seen it
yet? Where's he going to coach? Colorado.
Took the Colorado job. He basically walked in there to meet the team meeting and said, all you guys can leave because I got you guys all go into the transfer portal. Basically, you suck because I got better players who want to come here.
I was trying to pull up the line. His line was so spectacular. He said, I know y'all been working hard, but time for y'all into the portal. I'm bringing my own luggage.
You know who coaches for him at Jackson State this year?
I don't know.
Coach Brew.
Really?
Coach Brew.
No, I thought he was just recruiting for him.
Coach Brew will be there helping him bring in those portal boys.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Deion, and that's a marriage made in heaven, Coach Brew. And I don't think with Deion you can have any kind of borderline recruiting idea that Deion would turn down.
Oh, God,
you think?
Uh-uh.
Then what else did he say? He had a couple.
I'm trying to find the clip because it's so spectacular.
He had several other quotes.
Did the Colorado people blanch?
And his son was there with him, and he says, here's your quarterback,
right?
His kid, you know.
Here we go.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. Here's Louie. Okay.
I'm coming.
It ain't going to be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably two decades now.
You all suck.
Boy, he just burned every bridge he could find.
Yeah. Well, he got mad at everybody, mad at the guys that called him, Deion, right?
Yeah.
He wants to be called Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
When you ask him a question, you're Coach Prime. He's prime time. Coach Prime, you're supposed to ask him. So... But I was out there when they had McCartney, you know, the Promise Keepers guy.
Yeah.
He committed so many sins recruiting out at Colorado. He had to start the Promise Keepers to get back on the right side because they were wheeling and dealing with the best of them. But now you don't have to worry about it. You can do anything you want to.
What about this Mary Harden Bowden?
All right. The world is, in a lot of ways, all the access on the internet drives you crazy. But Mary Harden Baylor is playing Bethel in the quarterfinals of the Division III tournament. It's not on real TV anywhere. But all you got to do is go to the Mary Harden Baylor website and hit watch, and there's the game with a professional crew doing the game, apparently for Fox's third string network down there in Texas. But on the sidelines, they have a guy named Skeeta Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
And Skeeta is there apparently a prominent actor or something in the Dallas area. But he's a Mary Harden Baylor guy, right? Mm-hmm. So they got Skeeta is going to do a coach interview at the end of the quarter player. They got Skeeter down there. Skeeter's got an open mic that nobody realizes. The guys upstairs don't know that Skeeter's on, right? So first play that Bethel runs that gains any yards, you hear, Holden! You know, and then the next play that makes any yards, Holden! This guy's screaming. And then he's, you know, all day. They make a play. His team makes a play and all day. And then in the middle of the second quarter, he says to the guys up in the booth, he says, say, fellas, I'm told that there's someone saying inappropriate things that is coming over onto the broadcast. And these guys upstairs are confused. It's you, Skeeta.
Right.
You're the one.
They finally shut him up?
The third quarter, we didn't hear from Skeeta. But the fourth quarter, he was back.
Yeah.
But I think everyone was then aware. But the Holden stopped about the middle. About the first half, the Holden went on. The Holden. which really bothered Mrs. Ricey because I was walking around the house the rest of the day saying, I'd come up and give her a big hug and say, Holden! And she,
oh, there's nothing like that kind of broadcast crew. I told you about the time I was driving through Iowa during a Hawkeye football game listening to the radio crew. Well, there's, you know, it's first and 10 from their own 25. Well, that's an obvious offside they missed. Right. You know, it's things like that. Right. I said, I have to listen to this
but
every
this,
game.
This guy, they didn't know had a live mic.
That's so crazy.
The guys upstairs didn't know what he was saying. And everyone says, that was offside. You know, he was screaming, but the best was just holding every time they.
What do you think the price tag for Carlos Correa is going to be now, Patrick?
What happened? Trey Turner
has just agreed to a contract with the Philadelphia Phillies on 11 years and $300 million.
He ain't worth it.
He's good.
He ain't worth that. I don't like him. He's not a really good shortstop.
No, he's not. You're right.
He's a mediocre shortstop.
Yeah, but he's a heck of a bat, though.
I don't think Correa will get that. Not obviously going to get that long a deal. The big thing for Boris is that he can say that his guy's making more per year than
the average annual value.
Yes,
gotcha.
But
that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Well, how about Verlander? Did you see that?
Well, he might go to New York.
No, he is. He's going to the Mets.
Going to the Mets.
Yeah,
2 years, $43 million apiece.
Oof,
86. And the Mets fans are already excited because Kate's going to be at games.
Yep. Can't blame him for that. I can't blame him for that.
That's Kate.
Houston just didn't want to pay that much.
No, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They don't. You know, they let Correa go and got a better shortstop than this kid. And they got an unlimited. He's 40. He's, you know, who's just as stupid as the Mets? Texas giving DeGrom kind of money. The guy makes 20 starts a year. He ends up, he's phenomenal when he pitches, but he's always hurt.
Yeah.
You know.
So the Twins are obviously just saying that we've made multiple offers, but they have no intention of truly signing him, do you think?
Not if it gets up to 300 and some million. No.
Oh, Correa?
Yeah, Correa.
The Twins. Well, here's the Twins. There's Dan Hayes from The Athletic is covering the winter meetings, and he's got that the Twins are willing to trade Arise for pitching. I got news for them. Arise is a more popular player than Correa. And Polanco just had a year when he got hurt, right? Okay. He's been a warrior. You know damn well if they trade Arise, they're going to need a second baseman 1 month into the season because something's going to happen.
Because
right?
Polanco's going to get hurt.
Polanco's going to get hurt. He's the one guy you got to give you an at bat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be idiotic.
How'd you not talk your way into covering in San Diego this time of the year?
Their big travel cutback. Lavelle went out there because he's on the veterans committee that voted in Fred McGriff yesterday.
It's about time, by the way.
One of the three sports writers.
And no Curt Schilling.
16. Nope. No, Schilling got hardly any votes. Him, Susan Slusser, and I don't know who the third was, and then for the 16, and Lavelle, they didn't even have Lavelle stay to cover it because of their budget cuts.
So. I was kind of surprised Mattingly didn't make it. I thought he'd make it, too.
I don't think he got much. What did he get?
He got eight votes, I believe.
Eight votes, yeah.
Because you needed, 12?
You need 12. You need 75%. Oof. So, anyway. Hmm. Yeah, we're those days of... Oh, man, the winter meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest invention in the history of sports writing. Unbelievable.
You had some issues with it.
Oh, yes, I did. But the best part when I covered it was you would get together. You had to write for the morning, afternoon, St. Paul. But you get together with your guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, from other teams. And you negotiate a trade. Because you knew Calvin wasn't going to do anything anyway, right? So we'd negotiate a trade. Hot rumors down here that, this is the
Twins
talk.
Twins are getting Mickey
this
Mantle.
Is the talk.
And it was all made up.
Then we'd start drinking.
Yep.
I was told this one 100 times that Eddie Robinson is the Frankie Hyland and I are drinking in the Fairmont Hotel. And Eddie Robinson is in there. It's about 3 in the afternoon at the bar. And Eddie Robinson is the GM of the Braves, and he's And he leaves an open bar.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves an open bar. Said, "Yeah, I got to go to the room." You know, he says, he's
working on a deal.
I said, "Yeah." So we start buying drinks for everybody in the place on Eddie's tab. Turns out Eddie's staying at the Marriott. We have to start scrounging through.
Holy mackerel!
We have to start scrounging through our billfolds and using the last nickels we have to pay our bar bill there. God, what a useless thing it always was with Calvin's, you know.
Yeah.
By Thursday, their only player move would be drafting somebody in the Rule 5.
Well, when did the winter meetings actually mean something? In the 50s? The 30s? The 40s?
I don't know. There'd be a trade made, but, you know, it was always a scam.
What was its initial intention?
Well, it's actually the meeting of minor league baseball, the Minor League Baseball Association, which now is gone, replaced because baseball took it over, 2 years ago?
Sure.
But it was the Minor League Baseball Association's annual meeting, and then baseball major leagues attached themselves to the front end of that.
Got it.
And started, you know, so they could go down there and meet with their affiliate guys and stuff like that. And then it became a source of winter publicity for baseball.
Sure.
Back in the days when, the baseball would just disappear once the World Series was over because, you know, there was nothing going on.
Okay.
So it was basically an attention thing.
It used to disappear for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
If the World Series was over early.
World Series over in October 20th at the latest.
Oh, no, earlier than that.
And then it wouldn't come back till
it's like when the NHL was six teams.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup was hoisted in mid-April.
Yes, and spring training did not start until the end of February because the first game was like April, the Twins' first ever game, I think, was on April 11th.
Yeah, now they're in March.
Yeah.
Well, we did announce we're bringing back Twins Fest. Should we do a celebratory
Money? Yeah, do you see how they're bringing it?
No.
They're on the Friday night, it's an event at the Fillmore.
What?
It's a... I don't know, an old converted theater down
okay.
there.
No, I know. Yeah, I know that. But why are they having it there? Why are they having it there?
Because they want to charge you a cover to get in there and pay for autographs and drinks and stuff like that. Hmm. And then Saturday they have more of the old timer, but the players they have coming in from outside, they got like four or five of their own guys. But then they have local legends such as Darren Mastriani. And like three or four, I don't even know if Maurer's going to be there, you know? And it's...
Local legends, Darren Mastriani.
Well, will the dealers
Darren
be there?
Apparently stayed in town when he quit playing.
All right.
Great what
guy.
About dealers with cards and stuff?
I'm sure they're... I don't know if they're at the Fillmore, but they're usually upstairs at the... There's only one day. It used to be 3 days when we were going, right?
You know, I make fun, but that is
Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday afternoon.
That is the event. The last year we did our show there where Ryan Pressly played tic-tac-toe against my kid.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's closing out the World Series, I said, hey, remember what he goes? Well, he goes, yeah, I beat him at tic-tac-toe.
Yes,
all right, he's got these. True, he's got that in form.
It's not... I think that the new regime, this is the new era of Twins
new
baseball.
New era, yes.
Looks at the number of tickets that they sell, the amount of money they spend flying guys in from the Dominican and everywhere else. And I don't think they think they're getting the value. So anyway, that's it's going to be back in some form. I think they're doing the caravan too, but not in the old way, I don't think. I think they're doing some of it, but not all over South Dakota and places like that. So it's a new era of Twins baseball.
Let's see.
Now that Viking game, I don't know if we've covered that enough.
Yeah, we have.
How the hell did...
They're an odd team.
They are a very odd team, but they're 10-2.
It's fun.
They're 10-2. This guy's got a horseshoe farther up there than
Kirk
Bud.
Or O'Connell?
Kirk.
Yeah.
Not Kirk, O'Connell.
Kevin O'Connell.
He seems calm, though.
He does.
On the sidelines, he's very calm.
He is. He doesn't seem to scream at his players.
No.
You got to have some guy screaming at you. You know, somebody was telling me today that talking history at it got us back to the Vikings' first ever game. And you know, there are two C words. There's the short one and the long one, right? And the first Viking game, the first Viking game, the legend is George Halas and the Monsters of the Midway come to town, the Bears, and the Vikings, what, 37 to 14 or something? The Vikings embarrass them. Targeted runs around. And Papa Bear George Halas, the legend is, walked on the bus, looked at him and said, "You're all his players." Yeah. There was enough players. One bus could take the players to the airport. And he said, "You're all a bunch of short C words."
Right.
That was it. That was his tribute to the
performance. Not you're acting like one. You are one.
That was his assessment of their performance.
That's rather uncharitable.
And then he sat down and never said another word until the next practice. I don't think Kevin would do that.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think Kevin said that after the Cowboys game.
No, that
right?
would end up on TikTok. He'd be in trouble.
Right. Yes, that's right.
Have you talked to him yet?
I've been at a couple of press conferences. No, not a one-on-one. Yeah, I've been at a couple of press conferences. I like him.
Joe says that's rather uncharitable.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's a bit harsh.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I mean, they were, you know, the McKay thing, the famous McKay one out in that little hallway.
Come on in and meet the fellas.
Come on in. Yeah, you don't want to talk to me after they got their ass kicked. Yeah. Just, you don't want to talk
to
me.
Come on in and meet the fellas.
Yeah. we won't get that from Kevin O'Connell either. God, with a cigar going in that little ante room.
Yep.
That, you know, that just eight of us in there. And then the best. There was that little storage room there in that Met Stadium, and the door opens behind him, and the equipment guy like sneaks out behind him, and he said, "Who built this bleeping place?" You know, God, I loved him, the most acerbic guy that ever. First ever John McKay show, the host, the affable host, says, "You know, John," and he asked him some question about their first loss or something. He says, "Pal, this is the John McKay show. I asked the questions of my, you know." Basically, he humiliated the host first ever comments.
Where was he? USC?
USC, yeah. He was great. He had all the great running backs. Yeah. You know, he was fantastic. So and then followed by John Robinson, who was another legend, to say the least. All right.
Good enough.
Yeah, I say so.
You know who watches bowl games? Collar.
He loves
the bowl games. How can you love the bowl games? I don't get it.
Football.
We'll be back next week after another amazing Viking victory. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Royce is a paid endorser.
Hey, GLers, the Garage Logic 1000th podcast auction. Yes, that's a mouthful, but let me say it again. The Garage Logic 1000th podcast auction is going to start December 9th at 12 a.m. and run through December 15th at 8 p.m. 70% off items of the retail value. All you got to do, go to garagelogic.com, enter the keyword auction. Here's a list of some of the items that we're going to have in the Garage Logic 1000th podcast auction: a gas furnace from Air Mechanical, a stealth trailer from Pleasureland RV, a water heater from Air Mechanical, 5-night all-inclusive golf vacation to the Dominican Republic from Escape With Us Vacation, the ultimate yard maintenance package from Tri-State Bobcat, sporting clays and dinner for four from Minnesota Horse and Hunt Club, and a $4,000 gift certificate from RF Moeller. How about Fratelloni's gift cards, certificates. That's right, $100, $250, $500, $1,000 gift certificate towards a new garage door from my friends at Rise and Shine Garage Door. Again, it doesn't start until December 9th at 12 a.m., but it only runs through December 15th. So you've got a couple of days, but it starts on December 9th. It's the Garage Logic 1000th podcast auction. You can find out more at garagelogic.com. Enter the keyword auction.
The Canopy Group is an insurance agency that is unique by offering 16 carefully selected companies for home and auto insurance. And we're going to throw this holiday analogy at you. Would you be satisfied if the only dessert you could have this season was fruitcake? Not me, I wouldn't. That would be like having one agent representing one company. Meanwhile, your neighbor creates this dessert exchange with 40 family members. It's going to be great. You could have a fun family exchange with desserts like Divinity, Peanut Brittle, Fudge, Cutouts, Gingerbread, all of that good stuff. At the Canopy Group, we get that it is all about options. That's why our insurance agency offers 16 companies. In addition, we have 40 licensed elves, I think those are agents, working behind the scenes to assure you always to have the best coverage at the best price. Remember, our clients' average saving is over $800 per year. This holiday season, don't get stuck with just the fruitcake. Okay, get options. Call 800-967-3389 or visit thecanopygroup.com today.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. The College Football Playoff Committee made their decision on Sunday, and as much as I loathe the idea of Ohio State losing their way into the College Football Playoff, I 100% agree with OSU making it in over Bama. Nick Saban citing some hypothetical point spreads to prove his point that the Tide deserve a spot in the College Football Playoffs holds little substance when you consider Bama's best win is over Texas. No, the committee got it right. TCU had a great season with far more ranked wins than Bama and didn't deserve to lose their spot after playing a surging Kansas State in a championship game. And Ohio State, while not playing some of their best ball later in the season, was still 12-0 until they came face-to-face with my Wolverines. While the College Football Playoff system isn't nowhere near as good as it could be, it's better than what we had. And in a few years, it will be better for all of college football. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. And don't forget BetOnline for the NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare is here, and so is Mountain Dew.
Roger that.
Now you can unlock in-game rewards like only Dew can.
Wait, what rewards?
A Dew Operator skin.
Man, I love Operator skins.
Dual double XP, and even Call of Duty points.
You're kidding me. Double XP and Call of Duty points? This is incredible. I can't believe it.
This... Soldier, get a hold of yourself.
Oh, roger that.
Look for specially marked packaging and visit mtndewgaming.com for details and restrictions. Open to U.S. residents 17+. Call of Duty points available on 12 and 24 packs and free 20 and 23.